All right, let's go. Let's go. We got a lot to see.
Huh? Just can't
breathe.
I guess
so. All right, let's see the Gemara here at the beginning of Daf Zayin and the Beis. Okay, it's a hard Gemara, but as we say, we can't shy away from hard Gemaras, and we have to try to see after the Shemaya, try to get the best shot that we can get possible. Okay, let's see from the two dots here in Zayin Beis. Mark, go ahead. Let's see, read the Gemara. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Mark. Zayin and Beis. Let's go. Whoever didn't get the Mar Makoimus, please take. Go ahead, Mark. Yeah. Right. We learn in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda says if there are borders of Eretz Yisrael, anything outside the borders, a get that's delivered from outside the borders, what's it then? You must bring, must say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. So the Gemara says, Lememra, go ahead, the Ako. This implies that Akko is in there, is in the north of Eretz Yisrael. This is what it implies, okay? It is the northernmost border, okay? Go ahead. But we have a Tosefta that says, Haya Mahalech mi Akko l'Ksiv, if a guy is going from Akko to Ksiv, go ahead. Right of the derech is Tuma Eretz Amim. What does Eretz Amim, Tuma Eretz Amim mean? So the Gemara says in Maseches Nazir on Daf Nun Dalet that one of the things that the Chachamim did to keep Yidim staying in Eretz Yisrael is they made a Takanas Chachamim that on the dirt of Chutz Laaretz it would become Tamei. And that would keep Yidim in Eretz Yisrael. Not just Kohanim, but even Levim and Israelim, because there is a concept, Bizman HaGemara, that all Jews used to even eat chulin b'tahara. Okay? There's a concept to eat chulin b'tahara. You know what chulin is? Regular food. There was a notion to always eat anything in the state of tahara. And therefore, no one wanted to become tummy. Not just Kohanim, which is an Isser Lav, but even Levim and Israelim. And there was such a concept called Ochel Chulin B'Tahara. There actually are two reasons why there's such a din like this. Reb Chaim Milsonschlit, the great Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael, pointed out to me once that according to the Rambam, it's a concept of precious. Like the Maseilas Yesharim talks about, one of the Prakim, about the positive elements of precious, of separating oneself. And therefore, this is separating oneself from Tumah. That even you'll eat steak and potatoes in the state of Tahara. Even though it's not truma, that's the Rambam. The Ritva, though, and needed on Daf Beis and on Daf Zayin, in his Chidushim, argues on this Rambam, and he claims that the notion of Ochel Chulin B'Tahara is not based on precious, but rather it's Hachana Lebinyan Beis Hamikdash. Meaning, even after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed in 70 CE, there still was a mandate to eat Chulin B'Tahara. And the Ritva says because this was based on Hachana Lebinyan Beis Hamikdash. That's a very interesting machlokes. So the Chachamim were motivated to keep Yidim in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, they enacted Tuma on what? On the dirt. And the Gemara has a whole Shaila and Nazar on Daf Nun Dalet. Was it also enacted in the airspace as well, which Bez Hashem will get to on the next Daf on Chesimet Beis when there was a guy carried in a box? Okay, so the question is, it definitely was on the dirt, but did it apply to Eretz Ha'amim? It's interesting that the Vilna Gaon, the Gaon writes that the whole Isser, we learned this last semester, but the Gaon writes the whole Isser of a Jew leaving Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Laaretz is only limited to who? Kohanim. Because Kohanim shouldn't go to Chutz Laaretz because there's Tuma of Eretz Ha'amim. In fact, the Shvus Yaakov said, I'm not sure if we mentioned that last semester, the Shvus Yaakov writes it's usher for a Kohen to live in Chutz Laaretz. And the Shach writes, we don't agree with that. We assume not Ladina. But to that degree, there are Gedolim, the Shus Yaakov, that said that Kohanim were Aser Mamish to live in Chutz Laaretz because of Tuma Eretz Amin. So that's what that means. So if you go to the right of the Derech, it's Tmeya Mishum Eretz Amin. Go ahead. And your Pater from Meiser and Shviz, because obviously it's Chutz Laaretz. There's no din of Meiser. So what is Meiser? Meiser is a code word for what? Truma goes to the Kohanim every year of the 6-year cycle. Maaser Rishon goes to the Levi every year of the 6-year cycle. Maaser Sheni is what? You take the fruits and vegetables, you eat in Yushalayim. If it's too heavy to schlep, you're put onto coins, take the coins up Yushalayim and buy what? Korban Shlomim there, or salami sandwiches and beverages, the Pasuk says, right? That's years 1, 2, 4, and 5. And year 3 and 6 is called what? Maaser Ani. So every year is Truman a coin. Every year is Maaser Rishon Levi. Maaser Sheni is 1, 2, 4, and 5 that you'll eat there yourself. It's a machlekes Reb Meir Reb Yehuda whether you have bialis on it. Can you makadash a woman with Maaser Sheni? It's a machlekes Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. Whether it's mum and bialim or mum and gavol. If it's mum and bialim, it's mine. I can makadash a woman with it. If it's mum and gavol, I have the privilege to eat it, but it's not mine in koshen mishput. In bialis that I can makadash a woman. Okay, and then years 3 and 6, there's no Maaser Sheni, it's just Maaser Ani that you give to the poor. So Maaser is a code word for all those things that we just mentioned. In Chutz Lartz, there is no din of Maasers. Go ahead, Mark. And of course, there's no din of Shris, because Shris is only in Eretz Yisrael. Go ahead. Until you're told you're Chayiv, you can assume that what? That it's Chutz Lartz. Go the other way. You go westward, the Derech is Torah, Mishum Eretz Amim, meaning that it's Eretz Yisrael. And as Jesse asked in Seder, it's a strange way of saying Eretz Yisrael. It's just symmetrical, just to contrast the fact that it's not Eretz Amim. But you could have said Eretz Yisrael, Mamish. Go ahead. Oh, and you're Chayav and Maaser Shvi'is until you know that you're Peturim. Okay. Ad Heichan? Until when? Until Ksiv. Go ahead. Ad Lavlevo. So what's the kasha? You see that Akko is not the northernmost border. You see that Ksiv or Lavlevo is. That's the Gemara's kasha. Okay. Now, let's see Rashi inside here. Okay. Let's see Rashi inside here. I want to get it. Okay. Because a lot of fellows are asking me and it's hard. And we'll have to see that there's a transition in the Havamin and the Maskana Lefi Rashi, at least according to the Rabban. Okay. Go ahead, Mark. Let's read the Rashi's. Let's look at the top two Rashi's. Go to Lememra from Lememra. Meaning it's the northernmost point. Okay, go ahead. Now I want you to underline that word Hashta. Because I think it highlights that according to Rashi, the map will change in the Maskana. Why does Rashi say the word Hashta? The reason why Rashi says the word Hashta is he's saying the map is like it is now in the Havamina. He's stressing the word Hashta, implying that in the Maskana it will be different. This is what we want to say is a diuk in Rashi. Okay? All right, go ahead. Excellent. Akko is on the easternmost border of Eretz Yisrael. Go ahead. Meaning it's the north eastern corner. Now, the last time I checked in the geography, it's really not. If you look in Eretz Yisrael, Akko is in the northwestern part of Eretz Yisrael. I mean, for lack of, as I always say, not for artistic. Oh, we need really today. We're really going to need a marker. I hope they work. Okay. The concept is that's very difficult, and I was saying to a few fellows in Seder that. Let's just do for simplistic purposes. You look in the geography in Eretz Yisrael, Akko is in the northwestern part, right? Just Lahavdil of those, northwestern part of the United States is what? Is state of Washington, Oregon, right? That over there. The northwestern part of Eretz Yisrael is Akko. So what on earth is Rashi saying? You learn this, you have to be very bothered by this. Rashi is saying that Akko is in the northeastern part. What's shot with Rashi? Very, very difficult. Okay? It's very difficult, but somehow Rashi holds, and that's why I want to stress the Havamina is that Rashi in the Havamina holds the Havamina. Let's get it down. Rashi the Havamina holds that Akko was in the northeastern corner. Okay? Which is difficult, but Lemaisa. We'll have to see. Maybe we'll give a beer with it, but that's very clear what Rashi's saying. Go ahead, Mark. What does that mean? Yoma yomayim letzad darom, meaning that what?
There to travel
southward, right? Go ahead. Now, when he means southward, it means that Akko's here and Ksiv is here. Okay? That's what Rashi means, that Akko's a day or two southward. You follow me, Mark? It's a day or two southward from Akko. Okay? Go ahead. Uksiv the what? The Miksoam is Rachis Phonis. It's in the northeastern extreme. Go ahead. And the Derech is the what? Is the Gvul, is the border. Go ahead. Tilkach. When you go from Akko to Ksiv, meaning from south to north. Exactly. So if you're going this way, you're walking up this way, you're traveling upward. To the right is what? It's going to be Chutz La'aretz. I don't know. It's going to be like Iraq, right? Right. This way is going to be Chutz La'aretz. And this way is going to be what? What is this way going to be? Eretz Yisrael. Okay? I apologize. Let's put the plaque like this. Really, Eretz Yisrael is like this, in other words. Okay? And Ksiv is another. This is all a Havamina. We're not talking about any strips yet. We don't know anything about a Ritzua. Let's get this done. This is the Havamina. You have a plaque of Eretz Yisrael. And as I pointed out, really, Akko on the map is really here. But for some reason, Rashi and Havamina has it Lamais Akko here and Ksiv here. Okay? This was just we'll write in brackets because that's what it is in reality. But this is a Rashi has the Havamina. Okay? And we're stressing Havamina because Rashi says Hashta. You have to say Hashta. Okay. Very good. All right, so it comes out that Akko is in the easternmost part of Eretz Yisrael. And that's what... Now, I don't know... I don't think these maps in Rashi are from Rashi. Because one of my Rebbeim once pointed out that when Rashi draws a picture, he always will say the word Kazeh. Okay? And therefore, like this, and he shows you the picture. Rashi never says the word Kazeh in our whole sugya. And I think it said in the Oz V'Hadar, it looks at the Marsha was the one who wrote these pictures. Okay? So those pictures are not from Rashi. Okay? All right, Viter. Go ahead, Mark. Excellent. The right is Tmeah, that's Iraq. Go ahead. Or Jordan, whatever. Go ahead. Excellent. Again, like we said, the Rabbi Onam and Xerah. Go ahead. Excellent. Now I want you to get this. Okay, a lot of guys were asking this. Okay? That means the right word of this is what? Iraq. It's Tumet. Go ahead. Let's say an expert will say to you that your pathway, meaning the road, let's say your road goes what? Crooked like this. Let's get it. Goes like this. So if up till now, if the pathway was directly on the border, left is Eretz Yisrael, right is Chutz La'aretz, yes? But if your derech goes crooked a little bit, that means even right of the derech still will be what? Debbie, you can see? Still what? Right, the right of it still will be Eretz Yisrael. Go ahead, Mark. So that's exactly what he says. Go ahead. Shiomer lecha baki. He told Baki, says, Yukana derech misakeim. Go ahead, v'nichnas. Excellent. It's like we wrote. It shifts a little bit into Eretz Yisrael. Go ahead. And the Yamin HaDerech will still be Eretz Yisrael. Okay, you got it? You got it? That's the way you read the Rashi. Okay, a lot of fellows ask me how to read the Rashi. Meaning the Derech is going to veer off a little bit to the left. That means right of the Derech still is Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Now, I don't know, I didn't give it to you, but maybe you noticed. You see the Hagos HaGra? What does the Hagos HaGra say in Os Aleph? You see the Hagos HaGra? He flips everything based on a Tosefta Yushalmi. Okay? The Gaon cannot fathom this Havamina. And based on what we said, because the truth of the matter is, Akko's not in the northeast, it's in the northwest. So the Gaon flips it. Okay? I'm going to write it down like this. Rashi in the Havamina is saying, Miyamin is what? Is what? Tmeya? Correct, Mark? Yeah. Mismol is what? Tahoru. The Gaon says it's impossible. The Gaon says Akko is here. It's got to be here. Therefore, according to the Gaon in the Yerushalmi, it says what? Lemizrach is what? It's Tahara, because why? And this is, we're going to get to the details when we get to the strip, but I just want to get it for general, okay? And that is that according to the Gaon, me what? Me small is what? Is Tahara? Yes? Me small is Tahara, and me Amin. What'd you say? Did I write this wrong? Again, what does Rashi say? Rashi, the Poshup Shad Nederach is what? Rashi says what? Miyamin haderech is tmeya. Yeah, I wrote it wrong. No, I wrote it right. Miyamin haderech is tmeya. His small is tahor. Right? The Gaon has it being here, which we're going to get to, Lamaisa. But he's going to say, Miyamin is what? Miyamin is going to be tahora. We'll be masber what it means. That's what he writes, doesn't he? He says, Lemizrach haderech. Is Tahora, right? The Amin, right, is the Eid, is Tahora. And Mismol is Tmeya. We'll have to be mazal what that means.
Where's Ksiv according to the Gaon?
Okay, we'll see. We'll see according to the Gaon. Ksiv's going to be up there, directly above it. Yeah. Ksiv's going to be directly above
it. In Eretz Yisrael or not? Is that?
Yeah, we'll see with the strip. But I'm just saying, the Havamin is, there's no strip. But the Gaon can't even fathom the Havamin of Rashi, because Rashi sets up Akko being over here, in the northeast, when it's really not. And therefore the Gaon says it's wrong. Okay? So this is even before we have the strip. So we have the Gaon saying that Rashi is incorrect based on the Tosefta and the Yerushalmi. And the truth is, the Ramban, the Ritva, and the Chedushi Haran all ask on Rashi, Akko is northwest. How can you set it up that Akko is in the northeast? So it's not just the Gaon. There are Rishonim that ask this kasha as well. Meaning the Ramban has like 2-3 pages here and different maps here. And this is the kasha that the Ramban and the Ritva and the Chedushi Aran all ask on Rashi. Okay. All right. Viter now. One sec. I want to go a little bit Viter. Hey, go ahead, Mark. Back to the Gemara. Let's see. So we got the kasha klor. How is it that Akko could be the northernmost point? It's either Ksiv or Lavlava. That's the kasha. Go ahead. So what's the answer? Abaye says that Ritzu and Nafka, there was a strip. Meaning, there is a strip, Eretz Yisrael is this box, and there's a strip of Eretz Yisrael. There's a strip of Eretz Yisrael that goes up, and as Yossi said, this is Ksiv, and this is Akko. Therefore what? Rebuked in the Mishnah when he said Akko was the northernmost port, was talking about what? The main box of Eretz Yisrael. This Bryce is referring to the northernmost point of the strip. And therefore, that's the Gemara's answer. Okay? Go ahead, Viter. The Gemara asks, go ahead. The Yoiv Tana Simana Hachi? Would the Tana give a simon to strips? Who cares about strips? At least that's the way Rashi learns. Go ahead. In. Yes, the Tana would. Because not only, why would the Tana make a simon? Because they're psukim that make simonim. Go ahead. Go ahead. Bishilo. Miyamim Yamima. Lemesila. Shema. So if you go from base L to Shechem, yes? If you go from base L to Shechem, there's a map there, right there. We find that eastward, Shiloh is on the east of that. Go ahead. Umi Negev, and it's south of the city of Livona. It's exactly like we have on that map. So what do you see? Go ahead, Vamar Rapapa. Excellent. And Rapapa says, obviously, we have to see what Rapapa's adding on, but the Rapapa's being Masbir, it's the east of the pathway. So what do you see? That even the Tanakh takes into importance what? The concept of what? Of pathways. So the Tana can follow suit. If the Pasuk and Navi can, the Tana can as well. Okay. Now, let's get this. This is where we want to be masber this chiddush. Okay. Now that the Gemara has introduced the strip, we want to say that Rashi changes his pshat from the Havamina to the Maskana. And Rashi will say, and this is what the Meiri basically is masber, and it's the Maram Shif as well. Lefi the Maskana, it comes out that Akko is what? Is not here in the northeast, but Akko is in the northwest. And Rashi agrees to that. That's why Rashi said in the beginning, Hashta, that it was only a Havamina. Lefi the Maskana, Rashi agrees that Akko is what in the northeast, and Ksiv is there is a strip. Now I want you to get this. Please get this. Lefi Rashi, it comes out, and this is what the Miri is Masbir, comes out that Akko is in the west of Eretzol northwest, but it's in the east of what? It's in the east of that Ritzua. Meaning, I want you to get it. The Derek, you see this is a strip? This is a strip in Eretz Yisrael. I want you to get this. The Derech is on the eastern part of the strip. That means, according to Rashi, Miyamin, right, the eastern part, you understand what I'm saying? The Derech is on the eastern part of the strip. This is the Derech, from here to here. Does everyone see? From here to here is the Derech. East part of that is what? Is Tmeya, Tzutzlarts. Because the box is Eretz Yisrael. There's only a strip that protrudes. Right? The strip that protrudes, but the right part of the strip is the Derech. And the Derech itself, please get this. The Derech itself, from Rashi, itself is Tahora. The Derech itself is Tahora. This is Eretz Yisrael. But it's the right part of the strip. Therefore, right part of what? The right part of the strip is Tmeya. The left part is what? Is Tahora. This is what's called as the Yam. The Yam is like right here. So the left all the way is Eretz Yisrael. You got me? Everyone got that? Klor? This is the pshat that the Miri says in the Maharam Shif and Rashi. That we switch it. You got to get this. This is a critical part. Aaron, you follow what I'm saying? This part of the strip is the pathway. The right part, the eastern part, is the Derech. The Derech itself is Tahara. And therefore anything right of it is what? Is Tmeya. And anything left of it, all the way to the Yam, will be Tahara. Why? Why is that? Why do you say that? Why everything to the left of it, to the Yam, is Tahara? Does anyone recall, this is the Chiddush we want to say today. Okay? How did Rashi learn the Mishnah on Daf Beis? Do you recall on Beis Amud Aleph? The fellows who were here in the beginning of the semester. Remember we had three? The borders of Eretz Yisrael according to who? Ole Mitzrayim, Ole Bavel. Remember? We had Rabbeinu Thomas, Ole Bavel. Rashi, what do we say Rashi holds? What did Rashi say in the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph? He quotes Psukim. The Psukim are Ole what? Mitzrayim. The Ole Mitzrayim captured this part. All the way to the ocean. So we want to see Rashi's Lishitoso. All of this is Eretz Yisrael to the Yam. You follow what I'm saying? All of this is considered to be Eretz Yisrael to the Yam because this was Ole Mitzrayim. And according to Rashi, the borders are Ole Mitzrayim. So please write down that according to Rashi, the right part of the strip is what? Is the Derech. That was the right part of the strip. There was a highway on that strip, but the highway was in the right part. Mark, you follow me? And therefore, anything right of that is Chutz Lorz, and anything left of it, all the way to the Yam, will be Eretz Yisrael. Even to the left of what? Of the strip. Oh. Lefi the Gon, though. Please get this, Naku. Lefi the Gon. What the Gon say? The Gon says, and this is the Chiddush of the Gon, Lamaisa. Okay, I want you to get this. This is unbelievable Chiddush. What did the Gon say? The Gaon says, Miyamin is Tahora. See, because this is the Nakuda I want to bring out. Even according to Rashi, the Maskana, the map changed, but this remained the same. Miyamin, Tmeya, Miyamin, small Tahora, that always remained the same. He didn't switch the Girsa. Lefi the Gaon, the map is the same, the Maskana, and the Havamina, but it's different. So how do you read this according to the Gaon? How can it be miyamin tahara mismol tmei? I want you to get this. What'd you say? Ah, excellent, Al. Excellent. Get this down. It's hard for me to fit it in now. But according to the Gaon, I guess Rashi, I wrote this way. The Gaon, I guess, will write this way. I don't know. You understand where I'm drawing. Okay? It's hard to, if we had a different color, right? But according to the Gaon, please get this, the left part of the strip was the highway. Now, what does this mean, miyamin tahara, then? What does this mean, miyamin tahara? Go ahead, Avi.
It's until the border of the derech.
But what's miyamin tahara? Only rightward to the end of the strip. Because over here is Lebanon. Do you understand what I'm saying? According to the Gaon, the left part of the strip is the derech. The left part of the strip is the derech, and that's Eretz Yisrael, the derech itself. Right? But to the right of it, to the end of the strip, is what? Is what? It's considered to be the right of it. It's Tahor. It's Eretz Yisrael. Right? That's the Chiddush that he wants. The Miyamin is Tahora. But it's only Abyssal. Does everyone got what I'm saying? Yes, it does. It says Miyamin of the Derech is Tahora, Moshe. No, listen. The strip itself, Miyamin, direct Miyamin. But here, over here, is Lebanon. No one's going to say that's Eretz Yisrael. Oh, go the other way now. Now, why is the left of this considered to be what? Tomei. Oh, that's what the Rishash answers. That this part of Eretz Yisrael was not captured by the Olei Bavel. Only the Olei Mitzrayim. The Olei Mitzrayim is the Yidim that came up with Yoshua. The Olei Bavel, the Yidim that came back with Ezra. They didn't capture that part. So the Olei Bavel, the Gaon says the borders are according to the Olei Bavel. So therefore, according to the Gaon, the left part till the ocean, the Mediterranean, is what? Is Tmeya. Is Chutzlarts. Aye, but the Olei Mitzrayim captured, we don't care. For the Olei Bavel is the ones that are Koveya what the borders are. That's the Chiddush. This is the Chiddush we want to say, it's Rashi L'Shitoso. But the Gaon, so the Gaon and Rashi have the pathway a bit different. A very important point. According to the Gaon, he has the pathway on the left part of the strip. According to Rashi, it is on the right part of the strip. And accordingly, you have the flip in what? In the din, miyamin u'smol. And that's going to be totally on whether you hold this part was captured to the yam from Olei Mitzrayim or Olei Bavel. Rashi l'shitoso, the Mishnah says Olei Mitzrayim is the Koveh. Therefore, that's Eretz Yisrael. Everyone got this? It's not hard once you got it. No, it's not a hard. Aaron, you got it? That's the Vort, Lamais. This is the Chiddush that we want to bring on Rashi. Now, the Rishash says this Beferish in this Chiddush. Now, I want to point out to you that I found the Chazon Ish. One sec, David. Chazon Ish writes in Shviz, Simen Gimel, Os Lamed Beis, that Rashi and the Rash are Masbir. Didn't Rashi say Akko was B'Mizrach? What did Rashi mean when Akko was in the Mizrach? Listen to what he wants to say. This fits beautifully. What does he say? Not, you see, we were just Masbir Rashi Lefi Havamin and it switched to the Maskana. Let me ask you a question. What did Rashi mean when he said east, says the Chazon Ish? You know what he meant? He meant Akko was in the east of the path. The Chazon Ish says that Akko was in the east of the path, of the strip. No. The Fina Maskana, Lomaisa. You don't necessarily have to say there was a Havamina Maskana, the Chazon Ish wants to say. Okay? Even though it's difficult, Rashi did say northeast, right? But you know what you have to say, Mark? You know what the Chazon Ish says? He says that Akko was, if you look at the strip, you hear what I'm saying? If you look at the strip, he wants to say it was the northern east part of the strip. That's what Rashi meant. Not that it meant here, the northern east part of the country. Lefina Maskana, the Gemara, it means it's the northern east part of the strip. And therefore, Akko was in the eastern part of the strip, but the strip itself was what? The strip itself is in the what? Is in the west. It's in the west. Rashi's Maskim was always here, Lamaisa. That's what Rashi means. That's what the Chazon Ish wants to say. Did everyone get that out of Nakuna meaning? Lefi, the first Mahalach, were saying that there was a drastic change, Lefi Rashi, the Havamin and the Maskana. Maybe you could say that Lefida Havamina and the Maskana, it always was here, Akko. What he meant to say is that Akko was in the northeastern part of the strip, but the strip is in the western part. That's maybe the way you could say it. That's the Chazon Ish wants to add on, that maybe Lefi Rashi, you have to say it was a drastic change from the Havamina to the Maskana. That's what the Chazon Ish has. It's an interesting Chiddush. And that would be the Chiddush, perhaps. Now, yes. And what we're just saying is that the first Malach is that Rashi had Akko in the northeast, right? Which we said is very difficult with maps. But Lefi the Maskana, it switches. Chazon Ish says maybe you don't have to say he meant the northeast Mamish of Eretz Yisrael. He meant the northeast part in perspective of the Ritzua, okay? In the Havamin, you're right, you have to say, because there was no Ritzua. In the Havamin, there was no strip. It only was a body of land in Eretz Yisrael. But at least Lefi the Maskana, the word Mizrach fits according to Rashi now, because it's the northeastern part, let's say, of the strip, the most eastern part. So the east, Lamaisa, west of it is Eretz Yisrael. The east is what? As Rashi says, east is Tmeya. That's what we want to say, Adam. I'm not saying the Chazon Ish is changing what we said from the Havamin Maskana. He's just saying, Lefi the Maskana, that the map changed according to Rashi. You understand why the word Mizrach makes sense. Because Akko was the Mizrach of the strip. The strip itself is in the westernmost part of Eretz Yisrael. He just meant the eastern part, using the strip as the point of reference. That's the Chiddush of the Chazon Ish. Oh, now, one sec. Let's add on that the Bartanura on the Mishnah in Meseches Shvi'is, Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, writes Beferish that Akko is in the northeastern corner of Eretz Yisrael. Exactly like Rashi. And guess who asks on him? The Tosfos Yontif says that the Baal Kaftor Beferich visited Eretz Yisrael, and he saw himself that Akko was in the what? Was in the northwestern corner. So this give and take that we are having with Rashi and the other Rishonim is in the Perish of Mishnayis between the Bartanura and the Tosfos Yontif. Bartanura actually says it was in the northeast. And he says, what are you talking about? The Tosfos Yontif asks on him. The Kaftor Beferich visited. And we know that Akko was in the northwest. So that's a possible pshat. It is possible to suggest that Dvar Yaakov wants to say, maybe, it's interesting, that maybe there were two Akkos. Maybe there were two Akkos. One Akko in the northwest, one Akko in the northeast. So it is possible to suggest. What'd you say?
Extending the concept from the Vyashmal Tozos of Bet.
That's a little bit different. There were, half of it was in Eretz Yisrael, half was in Chutz. This is different.
The beginning part was the double of every city that's mentioned in the Mishnah.
Well, it didn't say that exactly, Alan. It's just that certain, there might have been multiple different cities. Rechem, there might even be three of, in a similar vein. Yeah. And the truth is, Rav Sarfati Shlita pointed out to me, it's interesting, there's a Rashi in Chumash. Does anyone remember? Even though Rashi says northeaster, bring me a Rashi in Chumash that says that Akko's from the northwest. In the beginning of Bereishis, Rashi says a fish from a certain place is not similar to the fish near Akko's. You see, I forgot which place he says. You know, in the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, Parshas Bereishis, he says a fish that came from Akko's is not like a fish of somewhere else. So obviously he held that Akko's near the shores, wasn't in the northeast, it was near the northwest. So that's possible to suggest that he held that there were two different Akko's. Possible, and therefore maybe you don't have to say, that's what I want you to get. A third possibility, you don't have to, what'd you say?
You don't say the Rishash, you just say it was on the
right, right, you could say, Yossi, that Rashi says from the Havamin Maskana, it's remain northeast.
No, not that northeast.
No, but I'm just saying, according to this pshat is, you don't have to say the map changed. That's a third pshat that you can suggest. So again, number one pshat was, from the Havamin to the Maskana, the map changes. Okay? And we're saying that it's on, according to Rashi, it's on the right side. That's one pshat. Chazon Ish would agree with that. He just adds in what it means east is, means the eastern part of Akko's, the east of the pathway, of the strip. And the third pshat is that there were two Akko's. There were two Akko's, and the Akko that we're referring to, the Havamin Maskana, is the northeastern one. Is the northeastern one. Is there another Akko? Yes, even Rashi recognized that. Rashi in Chumash says the Akko, the fish, came from here. Now, what are you saying, Yossi, that what?
We don't have to say the Rishash is Rishash. You can just say that the strip was all the way to the water. Therefore, you don't have to say to the left is hard to explain the Grav.
But it wasn't. That's the thing. You have to say the Rishash. It wasn't. Akko and Ksiv was not exactly by the water.
I mean,
by the shore.
Akko is by the water.
I understand, but Ksiv is not. If you look Ksiv directly above it, which the Gemara is saying, it doesn't go with the actual shoreline. So I'm saying it leaves a strip of land there. And that's the Chiddush that we're saying with the Rishash, that it was only Bavel did not capture. And Rashi, when she talks on the Mishnah, says all the Mitzrayim are the Koveya. That's the Chiddush we want to bring out. Okay? That's the Chiddush we want to say. Yeah, Ron, go ahead.
The Chazon Ish to say that it was in the northeastern part the whole time.
No, we're not saying that. According to Chazon Ish, the Havamin is in the northeast. The Maskan is also switches, but the word Mizrach fits with Akko, right? Because Akko is to the east of the strip.
I know, but then what do you do with the word north?
No,
it is. It's the. It's
no,
the.
You have to use north for it, the.
No, in other words,
and then you have to use east for.
No, he only said northeast in the Havamina. That's what I'm saying. He only said northeast in the Havamina. The Maskana, it says Lemizrach. That's the Tosefta. Lemizrach Aderach. Doesn't say anything about north. Just says Lemizrach Aderach. That's all. Rashi just brought in northeast himself. You follow me? In the Tosefta is a good point you bring up. Lemizrach Aderach is in the Tosefta. Okay. Very good. So now we have this shot. Chaim, real quick, because we got to go Vaita. Go ahead.
I still don't understand why the Mishnah wouldn't include it.
The Mishnah wasn't referring to the strip.
I know, why would
you
think that? The strip was obviously,
Akko
was big enough for the strip.
Yeah, for Hilchos, Befanei Nechtam, we're not interested in this strip. We're interested in the mainland. Okay? Not mainland, but at least the box. Okay? That's what the Gemara is assuming. It's a good point, but that's what we're saying, assuming the Chiddush is. Okay? All right. Very good. And this is the pshat that we want to suggest with the Rashi. All right, so if you look at the map that you have on your daf, the map on the daf goes according to Rashi Lefi the Havamina. Yes? That first map that you have? That first map, yeah, that's Lefi Rashi the Havamina. Lefi the Maskana, we're saying that map is wrong. Okay? I can't hear you.
There's Ritzua there.
Yeah, but it's in the... You're right. I'm sorry. Seth's pointing out there's a Ritzu, so that's obviously Fila Maskana, but it's not. It's sticking. You know, it's sticking it here, not on that way. We're saying that it shifts. Okay. I know yours is in the middle also, but it's not. It shouldn't be in the middle, Aaron. It should be on the other way. Okay. That's what we're saying. The Chiddush is Lamais Lafi Rashi. Okay. Let's see now Tosfos inside. Okay. Oh, but one sec. Before we get to Tosfos. Let's add on like this, okay? We said that according to Rashi, the pathway itself is Tahora. Yes? Lefi Rashi, the pathway itself is Tahora. Right to the pathway is Tmeya, left to the pathway is Tahora, but the pathway itself is Tahora. That's what we say according to Rashi. Okay, so Lamais and Meiri says as follows, the same thing, that Tmeya and Tahora goes on the shetach of the land, which is the small, which is the left and the right of the derech. Okay. Are there any other Rishonim to argue on that? Again, Nachamo. According to Rashi, the strip is here. The right part of the strip is the derech. The derech itself is Torah. Right of that is Tmeya. Left of that is Tmeya. All the way, I'm sorry, left of that is Eretz Yisrael, Lamaisa. How could it be Eretz Yisrael? All the way to the ocean, to the Mediterranean Sea, because only Mitzrayim captured it. Correct? Oh. But there are other Rishonim that say not that way. The Ritva is Masbir, the following, okay? That there was a highway, and within the highway there was a pathway, a very narrow path. And the pathway itself was Tahora. And people would never walk on a Mokum Tomei. So anything that's to the right of the pathway is Tmeya, and anything that is to the left of the pathway is Tahora. You got me? In other words, according to the Ritva, there was a derech rechava, it was very wide, and in the middle of the highway, there was a very narrow pathway. And that pathway was with Tahora. Not like Rashi, the whole highway is Tahora. And right of the highway is what? According to Rashi, is Tamei, and left of the highway is Tahora. No! Within the pathway, there was a mesila. Within the highway, there was a path. And the path itself, according to Ritva, was the Koveya. So according to the Ritva, right of the path was Tmeya, the path itself was Tahora, and left of the pathway, Lamaisa, was also Tahora itself. So that's what the Ritva has, Beferish. So I want you to get that. Let's just get that. According to Rashi, according to the Ritva, the word Tmeya and Tahora goes on what? The word Tmei and Torah goes on the Derech. Okay? Goes on the Derech. The word Tmei and Torah goes on the Derech itself. There's what is the right way of the what? But the Koveya, according to the Ritva, is the what is the Mesila. Okay? The Koveya, according to the Ritva, is the little pathway within the what? Within the actual what? Highway itself. According to Rashi, the Koveya is the Derech itself. But whichever you hold is the Koveya, that itself is Torah. Ritva will say the Mesila itself is Torah. Rashi will say the Derech itself is Torah. And the Yad Ramah in the Chedushim writes that the Derech was half. Half of it was to right of Eretz Yisrael, and half of it, meaning the left, was in what? Was in Chutz Lartz. So that's exactly Lamaisa, what the Yad Ramah has. So the Yad Ramah has that the Derech was Hayachetzio Miyamin Eretz Yisrael, and the Chetzio Mismol is considered to be B'Chutz Lartz. Okay? So that obviously is like who? Who's the Yad Ramah like? Like the Gaon. Because the Gaon said that the pathway was on the what? The left part of the strip. Right of it was Tahara, Tzertzro, up to the strip, and left of it was Tmeya. So according to the Yad Ramah, this is what we want to say, the Yad Ramah is working with the Gaon. The Yad Ramah is being masbir that the Derech was half of it was from the right of Eretz Yisrael, half of it was the left, and the left was in Chutz Lartz. And that's exactly what we're saying. Because again, right of it is within the strip, it's Eretz Yisrael, left of it is Chutz Lartz. How can left be Chutz Lartz? Because Rosh Hashanah says that what? Only Bavel did not capture it. So the same shtukel Torah that we said in the Gaon, we could say in the Yad Ramah itself. Okay? So I want you to get that. He's actually saying that the Derech itself was split up. Half of it was Eretz Yisrael, half of it was Chutz Lartz. The one on the right side was Eretz Yisrael. The one on the left side was Chutz Lartz. Has everyone got that? Okay? There's three different shittas on this issue. Okay? Meaning both Rashi and Ritva say whichever is the Koveh, in itself is Torah. Ritva says the Mesil itself was the Koveh, it's Torah. Rashi says that the highway, the whole highway, was the Koveh. It was Torah. The Yad Ramah says no. The half of the Derech was Tmeya, half of it was Eretz Yisrael. The left one, he learns like the Gaon was Eretz Yisrael. The right one was considered to be, the left one was Chutz Lartz according to the Gaon. The right one was Eretz Yisrael. And that's exactly, Lamaisa, what the Gaon says, like the Yad Ramah. Has everyone got that? That's a very important nekud also. You have to be Koveh what the Derech was itself. Yes, Yossi, go ahead.
According to Rashi, we said that the Derech's on the right side.
Yes.
So we said that the left is tar because we said according to Rosh Hashanah that it's olay
all the way to the ocean, all the way to the sea.
We don't even have to say that. We could just say that the left part is part of Eretz Yisrael. That part.
Right. That's what Yossi was saying, but it's not true because Kziv is right above Akko, and that doesn't take you all the way to the shore. There's a strip of land here. So what do you say about that strip of land?
So when it said to the left was Torah, just pointed that little part.
Right, but we don't assume like that. We assume that left all the way meant like that it's always considered to be Torah. Because, okay, it's not like here where it's Chlor, it's Lebanon. It's not Eretz Yisrael. You follow me? And it's very plausible to say, especially we want to say a Chiddush that's Rashi L'Shitaso. Makes a lot of sense. Because Rashi L'Shitaso says the Mishnah is based on Olam Mitzrayim. And they captured that. Right? The Olam Bavel did not capture everything the Olam Mitzrayim captured. And this is one of those lands. The Olam Mitzrayim got it, not the Olam Bavel. But according to Rashi, Olam Mitzrayim is what's Koveh. So that's what we want to put out the Chiddushes. All the way to the seal of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, let's see Tosis now, Mark. Go ahead. Let's see Tosis. Go ahead, let's see the top Tosis. Go ahead. Because everyone got it clear. Look at this Ramban. Very, very long. I didn't go through the whole thing. I went about through half of it. Very interesting. Did anyone get a chance to look at the Ramban? Very, very chiddush. You see the Ramban has like four maps here. One, two, three. Three maps. It's like three pages, this Ramban. Okay. All right, go ahead, Mark. Let's see the top choices. Go ahead. Oh. Okay, so what does he mean here? What is our Gerson in the Tosefta? Whenever you have a Hachi Garcin and Rishon, and what does that imply? We always stress this. Whenever you have a Hachi Garcin and Rishon, what does that imply? There are other Gerses by other Rishon. And Tosefta brings up this Gerson. He says, you should not be Gerson the word. We have Miyamino. Miyamino. Don't be Gerson Viyamino. Because what does Viyamino connote, Mark? What do you say it connotes? That what? If you had Vav, Viyamino. When you're going, when you're walking, and v'yaminu is l'mizrach aderech, then it's tameh, Rashi says, right? Rashi says, v'yamin is tameh. You're walking to the right is tameh. Yes? And they're pata from Meiser. But if you would go, and your yamino is not l'mizrach, right? Meaning, what this word implies, v'yamino is that I'm walking, and to my right is what? Meaning, usually to my right is Eretz Ha'amim and it's Tmeya. But there are cases that my right might be Eretz Yisrael. That's what it implies. You mean I'm walking, and I want you to know, and to the right is what? Is Tmeya. But there, it implies there's possibilities that to my right won't always be what? Chutz La'aretz. And that's impossible. Because by definition, if you walk if to the right of your pathway, is what is Tmeya. Therefore, Tosfos says it's wrong. It cannot be this Girsa. Because if you're going from Akra L'Ksiv on a straight line, right, according to Rashi, if you're going from Akra L'Ksiv on a straight line, and the Derech is on the right part of the strip, anytime you go rightward is Chutz La'aretz. There's never a possibility. Because it's a perfect straight line. Right? Oh, go ahead. Wait, so therefore what? The Girsa must be what? Mi Yamino. Which means what? All the time. From the right is always what? Chutz La'aretz. That's what mi yamino means. Now Tosfos tries to save it. Go ahead. Oh, okay. So now what's the teretz? It is possible to say that what? That if the pathway curves a little bit, look, follow what I'm saying, curves a little bit this way, right? That means to the right of it will still be what? Strip, which is still Eretz what? Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Lamaisa, it's possible to say Lamaisa the other way also, that if the strip would what? If it would go this way, the left of it still might be what? Chutz La'aretz. So that's how he says that it could be V'yamino. It's a lot like we said in the Rashi in the beginning, Misakim B'derech. Okay, that's the pshat in the Tosfos. Okay, next Tosfos. Let's go. Go ahead. So how did Rashi learn? Oh, go ahead. Read it. Start again from the Tosfos. Go ahead. V'yayiv. Simona, is it considered to be one strip? One strip to make a simon? Go ahead. That's how Rashi learns. I mean, why would the Tana do that? To make a simon for a simon based on a strip? Go ahead. Yeah, that's a great kasha. I don't understand what Rashi's talking about. How can that be the pshat in the Gemara? What, the Tana should not describe to us the borders of Eretz Yisrael? So what if it's a strip? That's the border. It's very bizarre what Rashi is saying. No, go ahead. What kind of raya are you bringing? Are you quoting from Rav Papa, who said from the east ruin of the Mesila? Go ahead. Right, the Tana described in the Navi. Where Bethay Rishila was. Go ahead. Yeah, so Rav Papa elaborates on that. I mean, what do you want to... You bring a riot from Rav Papa? The Pusik says it. The Pusik says it. So the Pusik said it. So that has to be a model of Doros? That the Tana should also what? It doesn't make a difference, the riot from the... What's the riot from Rav Papa? Rav Papa didn't... What did Rav Papa add? When you read the Gemara closely, what did Rav Papa add? He said, "L'mizrach Hashem Masila." The truth of the matter is, from the pasuk itself, you see that the Tana what? You see from the pasuk itself, the Tana gave a simon, right? What was Rav Papa adding? That's what Tais is saying. It's not similar to what Abaye did. All he did in the case of Rav Papa, his ikar words were on Shiloh, and you want to explain where it is? It's the eastward of the Masila. Abaye is talking about borders. And he's telling you from the right of it, it's tar, or whatever, however, whichever gear seal you'll have. But what did Tosfos mean here in the second kasha? What did Tosfos mean in the second kasha? What's the first? How did Rashi learn up the Gemara? How did Rashi learn up the Gemara? Does the Tana give simonim of strips? That's how Rashi learned. And the Gemara answers, yes, it does, from a pasuk in Navi, right? What did Tosfos ask on Rashi? Tosfos asks Rashi, what kind of kash is that? Of course, why shouldn't the Tana give simonim? Why shouldn't the Tana give any type of border? Even if it's a strip. And number two, what are you quoting from Rav Papa? What raya are you quoting from Rav Papa? That he said, L'mizracho shel mesila. What are you trying to define over there? What are you trying to define over there? In that pasuk in Navi, what are you trying to do? Okay, we always say we don't try to skim this. I was working very hard on this kasha. What is this kasha? What was Rav Papa's job? To show to us where the city of Shiloh was. Had nothing to do about borders. What was the Gemara trying to bring? What should the Gemara being brought a raya for? That the Tana will give strips as borders of something. That wasn't the pasuk in Navi. The pasuk in Navi was telling us where the GPS of Shiloh is. That's what it was doing. Wasn't demonstrating us that the Tana gives borders in these veins with strips. You understand what I'm saying? The objective of Rav Papa in that pasuk in Navi was to show where Shiloh was. Doesn't show anything about borders of Eretz Yisrael. You follow what I'm saying? There's the whole Shakla V'Tari, according to Rashi, is difficult. That's what Tosfos is bothered by this guy. First gosh is easy. First gosh is that so? If the Tana is, what's wrong? Why can't the Tana give gulos of strips? Okay, the kasha doesn't make sense, according to Rashi. That's the first kasha. Second kasha is the raya doesn't make sense. Because the raya from the pasuk is showing where the city of Shiloh is. A city. Not to show me that borders are done with strips. There wasn't borders in that pasuk. L'mizracho shel mesila of Rav Papa was where the city of Shiloh was. That's what Tosfos is asking. You got me? That's what Tosfos' kasha is. Mark, read that again. Oh, the second kasha. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, what kind of raya is that? Go ahead. L'Shiloh! Underline it 40 times. Anahi, where Shiloh is. It's the GPS of Shiloh. Go ahead. Ayyadim is Shiloh. Doesn't show anything about borders. That the Tana uses strips for borders. L'snuchis simane. Okay. So what are four Tosfos argues? Go ahead. I never knew what GPS standing for. I heard it this morning on the radio. Global. What'd you say? I couldn't hear.
Global positioning.
Positioning. Okay, good. I never knew what it was. Okay, go ahead. Mike, then if you even forgot for within one day, go ahead. Farsha ben Shmuel. Go ahead. So what does the Rashbam say? Rabbeinu Shmuel, you know, in Tulsa is the Rashbam, Rashi's grandson. So what does Rabbeinu Shmuel say? It's not going on what? It's not going on the answer. Lava shnu yiparach. The Gemara's not asking on the answer. Go ahead. It's going back to the original Brisa. Go ahead. Excellent. Eastern part, east of the pathway, west of the highway. Go ahead. Excellent. A highway? You can use a highway as a point of reference? West of 80, right? West of 80, I guess you could, but it's still a little bit strange. West of 80 or east of 80, okay? I guess you hear it sometimes, but have all of those. That's what the Gemara is bothered by. You can use the highway as a point of reference. Such a small thing, highways. Go ahead. The Havel Lememar, what should it have said? Yeah, it should have said Miyamino Lemizrach Stam, referring to the human being that's walking. Not on a highway. What, a highway has a chashidis? He's walking upward. Yeah, nobody's. But you don't reference it regarding the highway. Reference it regarding you walking.
People walk on highway.
I understand, but the derech is something small, Yossi. It's something, you know, it's an inanimate object. Chashivus of Adam, godless Adam. We wanted to reference it towards Adam. So twice the Gemara is asking, derech is such a small thing. Should have just said stam, referring to Adam. Go ahead, Mark. What does it say that Shiloh was what? East of a pathway. Pathways are choshev. Highways are choshev. They're choshev highways. We take it for granted, right? We have all the highways in America, you know, in the early century, there was nothing. Right? We take it for granted. The 80 goes from New York all the way to California. Cross country. They took a lot of work for it, a lot of amelis. So that's the answer that Tosfos is saying from the pasuk. Yes, Shiloh is the eastern part of what? Is to the east of this pathway between what? It's east of the road to Beit El to Shechem. Okay? It's east of that road from Beis Nal Shechem and east of that pathway. Pathways are chashuv. Highways are chashuv. So let's get down. How does Tosfos learn up the kasha? The kasha was, are pathways chashuv to use as simanim? Right? The derech in the strip? Gemara answers, yes it is, based on a pasuk. Because we say the way Shiloh was described, it was described as east of the pathway, of the highway, from where? From Beit El to what? To Shechem. Oh, that's the way Tosfos learns, okay? This is the way Tosfos learns, completely different than Rashi. Completely different than Rashi. What did you say?
So it's not borders? It's nothing to do with borders. I'm saying just chashuv.
Absolutely. Correct. It was focusing on the Lashon Tosefta. That's correct, Yossi. Why does it say Miyimino Haderech? The Tosefta. Should have said Miyimino Stam. As Yossi said, the guy walking. The guy walking himself. And the Gemara says, no. We use the Derech as a point of reference because pathways, highways are Chashuv. How do we know? From the Pasuk in Navi when we describe the GPS of where Shiloh is. Okay? Fine. How do you frame for Rashi? One second. How do we leave? What's Pshat and Rashi? Okay. What's the Pshat and Rashi? Oh. So, Lamaisa, Ramban and the Ritva ask, Minayin Shiritsua Haisa Ketanin. I want you to get that. The Ramban and the Ritva have a different Pshat. They have a third Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara was asking, how do you know? And this is what the Gemara was asking when it's Ritsua Nafka, V'yoiv Tana Simona Hochi. So, Ramban and the Ritva are Makshim. Minayin shiritzu aisektana. How do you know the ritzu was so small? Who they ask on? Because I didn't. Mark, when you quoted Rashi very nicely, what was Rashi's premise? The strip is so small, right? He didn't say the word ktana, but that's what he meant. The strip was so small. You're going to use that as a marker for simonim. You follow me? That's what Rashi was assuming. So the Rabban and the Ritva add on Rashi. They ask on Rashi. Who says the ritzu was small? How do you know it was small? How do you know this strip was small? They ask in Rashi, and on Akasha and Rashi. Okay, and as we said, the Tosis, the Rosh, the Rabban, the Ritva, Lamaisa, said even if it's small, they should put it down. Okay. So, the Ritva, Lamaisa, how do they know it's small? The Ritva adds on, he says, Pum Fakir. I want you to get this. The Ritva adds on, even if it's small, that's more the reason to do it. The smaller it is, there's more of a reason to put it down so people won't make the mistake. The whole svar of Rashi is difficult. Right? Rashi learns the kasha more. It's so small, the town is going to list that as a border, a marker. So, first of all, they ask the Rabbi of the Rif, how do you know it's small? Second of all, Lamaisa Taisa says, what do you mean? Borders are very strong, we have to know. And moreover, if it's small, you better believe you got to know it because it's small, people might miss it. They might make a mistake. So let's get that down as well. That's what the Ritva adds on as well. Interesting. Okay. So Lamaisa, the Ramban, says that the Derech Lamaisa is not able to be a simon because it changes so many times in the small amount of years. And the Rashash says the same thing. So he has a different pshat, Lamaisa. The Ramban, what did Taisa say? How many pshat can we have so far? You have Rashi's pshat, which we asked a bunch of kashas on, right? Tosfos Kasha, we had the Ramban. How do you know it's small? Right, if it's small, it's Farkir, you should know it. So the Rabbi Shmuel said, was focused on the Derech. How do you know the Derech, something chashuv enough to use as a point of reference? The Ramban says the Gemara's Kasha was, not that Derech is like an inanimate object, like we said, but he says the Derech, it's so nitan to be changed. You know how highways can become potholes, and we didn't have sophisticated bulldozers in the Bisman HaGemara. They got rains would totally destroy roads, wash them away. So he says, why would the Tosefta use the Derech as a marker? It gets washed away within a small amount of years. So that's what the Gemara was bothered by, and that's what the Rashash says as well. And the Ritva says the same thing because it becomes crooked. That's what I think he means, Zach. The Ritva says the Derech becomes crooked, so it's not a good marker. That's what the Gemara was asking. And the Gemara says, you know what? All those things are true, but the bottom line is the Tanakh. HaKadosha, the Navi HaKadosha says it, uses it, so the Tana followed suit and used it as well. Okay? And that's exactly what you'll have to read the Pshat in the Gemara. Okay, very good. That's the Chiddush that we have in this Gemara. Chaim, you had a Kasha before. Go ahead, real quick.
Yeah, again, Lefi Tosfos and these last Brit by Ramana we just learned. Why would we let another Mishnah still if there's almost Hashivas to Taiwan? If Taiwan does have Hashivas, then why would we leave it up? Even if it's just for the gap, we still have to know all the more so if it's small.
You know, I think your point is very well taken, but I think you kind of gave the answer in your question. And that is that the bottom line, the topic of our Mishnah is B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav. The topic of the Tosefta is mamish, the borders, to determine whether a guy's Tamei or Tahor. Our job in the Mishnah is not to list off the borders. It's quoted parenthetically for Hilchos B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav. So the bottom line is that we are not as finicky about, you're right, a derech is chashiv. It's very chashiv to determine when someone's Tamei or Tahor. But it's not so chashiv in Hilchos B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav. Okay?
Then don't make a mistake. You'll have a suffix.
Uh-huh. You know, you're worried about that happening. You know what? It's not true, because think about it. What was listed in the Mishnah? Akko. So it's like you're being machmir, you know what I mean? If anything, you'll be saying, you'll be requiring people to say it when really you shouldn't. Because, you follow what I'm saying? Because Akko's down here, and Xi's up here. So if anything, right? If anything, you're not going to lose. You're not going to make a mistake. You'll be requiring it, right? Even though we had, remember that Rabaz that we had a few last week from the Pesachei Tshuva, that any time you don't have to say it, remember he said, you really shouldn't say it, but we said that still seemed to be against the Gemara. Yavid Mahanit, remember? Remember the Ritva said, if you said it was good, the Rabaz said, I don't want you to start making chumras, because in a time where you don't do that chumra, people think, oh, it's not a good get, and those keepers in a guna. But that Rabbah still, how is it going to work with the Gemara Yavid Mahan? You know, Yavid, if you did it, it was fine. But think about it. Remember, so we still got to think, we didn't have come up with an answer on that kasha. Okay. Oh, one more point now, and then we have to go weiter. Okay. One more point is the following. There was a shita in the beginning of the year we had, if you recall, there was a big tosis we had on Nafez of Anaf, we had to read. One of the Balei HaTosis. We had the Rabbeinu Tam, you know, the Akko was split up in half. Half in Eretzol, half in Chutzros. Alan was hinting to that earlier. That was Rabbeinu Tam. You remember what the Ri's Pshat was? You recall what the Ri's Pshat was? The Ri's Pshat was, even if you bring a get from the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko to Yerushalayim or to Tel Aviv, you still got to say B'fanei Nechtav. Why? What was the Ri's Shita? It's all an issue of being excellent, Yossi, being away from the Merkaz HaTorah, being away from the centers of Torah. So you could have a city in Eretz Yisrael proper that was far away from B'nai Torah, that didn't know Lishma, and there was no network of communication, and the halach would be, you got to say B'fanei Nechtav. You recall that? Mm-hmm. That sheet of the Ri, remember the Ri said, is amazing Chiddush, all an issue of being far away from the Torah centers. Even there, it's Yisrael side of Akko, the Ri said you have to say. Okay. So I want to stop for a moment now and analyze the sheet of the Ri in light of our Gemara. Okay? What would you say now? What's so difficult with that, the Rishash asks? What is the question of the Gemara? What was the kasha of the Gemara, Chaim? Akko, we thought, was the northernmost point, and we say the Ksiv or Lavlevo is, yes? That was the Gemara's kasha. What's the Gemara's kasha? According to the Ri, was Akko ever the northernmost point? Do you have to say that Akko was the northernmost point or not? According to the Ri's theory. Noah, you follow me? According to the Ri's theory, it's only an issue of being far away from the Torah center. Does Akko have to really be in the north? No. Akko could be, I don't know, Akko, for simplistic purposes, I don't know, it could be here. Tucked here a little bit south, more southward, but it's not near a Torah center. I mean, according to the Ri, what was the Kashna Gemara? The Gemara says, oh, Akko was in the northernmost point. You see that Ksiv and Lavlevo is more north. Who says that's true? Who says Akko was the northernmost point of Eretz Yisrael? You follow what I'm saying? This is a very important point. Who says Akko was the northernmost point of Eretz Yisrael? If the whole theory of the Ri is being not near a Torah center, it could be that Akko might have been here. Try to draw it a little bit better. And let's say Akko would be here. Let's say Tel Aviv's here, Yerushalayim's here. Why does it have to be in the north? It's tucked away, far away from a Torah center. But what, when the Mishnah said Akko Litzafon, it meant Akko, and any north of that is away from a Torah center. Does everyone hear what I'm saying? The Rishash asked, what was the Gemara's Kasha, according to the Ri? The Gemara premise of the Gemara assumed that Akko was the northernmost point of Eretz Yisrael. Mark, you follow me? You don't have to assume like that. You can assume, okay, it was a little bit to the north, but who says it was the northernmost border? And when it says Ma'akal Lutzafim, it's anything north of that also is away from the Torah center. That's the Rishash's kasha, bomb kasha on the Re. It's a very bomb kasha on the Re. Because according to the Re, it wasn't an issue of Eretz Yisrael Chutz La'aretz. It was an issue of being away from the Torah center. So Mehechet Tesi, the geography, the Gemara jumps on this geography. It's a beautiful kasha. Everyone got it, Klor? Mark, you got it?
No, wouldn't that mess around with the Mishnah then?
Yeah,
Mishnah.
No!
The
Mishnah is the
border. No! The Mishnah is saying the border and saying that anything north of Akko, Mark and Yossi, is what is also not a Torah center. But it's not the geographical border of Eretz Yisrael. It's a geographical border vis-a-vis Hilchos Mefanei Nechtam. Highlights that point that Achaim asked before. That's the topic of the Mishnah. So, it's a very strong kasha. You follow me, Mark? Yeah. You don't have to say that it was the geographical point of the map of Eretz Yisrael. For Hilchos Mefanei Nechtam, anything north of that is also away from the Torah centers. Oh, 1 sec. Go ahead.
How would you explain the Gemara that we did about the person who came to Rabbi Shmuel?
Yeah.
The first sign was outside of it, and he said.
Same thing. In fact, that's the Ri of the Ri.
But we said that's outside.
I understand, but it was all an issue of. That's the Ri actually quotes that Gemara as a Raya. It's all an issue of being away. The Ri in Tosus quotes that Gemara.
That's even more outside. That has nothing to do with
being there. Yeah. No, but it's all an issue of manifestation being away from the network. That's what the Ri says on that base. He quotes that Gemara. It's a good point. But that's where he gets it from. Okay, so how are we going to answer that kasha? So the Rishash asks a very strong kasha, Lamaisa. Very strong kasha. Very, very strong kasha. And he says, Lamaisa, it still could be Eretz Yisrael, Lamaisa, because it's far away from the network, and you still have to say B'fanei Nechtam. So he doesn't understand the whole Gemara. So what's the teretz? So the Arz of the Beirav says the following teretz. The Arz of the Beirav says as follows. He says that, and this is, I think, is a very, very interesting shot, Lamaisa. Okay, I want you to get this. Listen to this. In the beginning of Shir, what was the first thing we pointed out that bothered me? I said it to Yitzi in the mornings, right when we got here. And Yossi. Of always is bothered. The first thing that's bothersome in this Gemara is that Akko is over here, according to Rashi. It's in the northwest in the Gan. It's in the northeast. How could Rashi say it? Oh, but if you take Rashi in the Havamina, that it was the northeast, what happens? Lafi Rashi in the Havamina. It was a day or two, what, Mark? Day or two north from Akko Lixiv. Yes? So it comes out that it was what? What does it come out? That it was close to the Torah network. Meaning, if you say like this Havamina, that it was in the northeast, it wasn't tucked away in the north away from the Torah. It's right here. This was near all the Torah here. So therefore, that was the kasha. What does the Mishnah say? Akko's away from the what? The Torah centers. Anything north of Akko and Akko itself, you have to say Fanei Nechtam. The Gemara jumps on that and says, no. Ksiv and Lav Lavo are away from the Torah centers. Ksiv, Lav Lavo, wherever Lav Lavo is even further, right? Isn't it? It was Lav Lavo above Ksiv? Wasn't it? I think it was above, right? Yeah, it was above even. Let's say Lav Lavo is even here. This, Lav Lavo, these are away from the Torah centers, but here, this is close by the Torah centers. So the Mishnah says that Akko's away from the Torah centers. The Tosefta says that what? That what's away from the Torah centers? Ksiv and Lav Lavo, Akko is not. That's the Gemara's Kasha. You can hear the Gemara's Kasha if you have Rashi's Avamina. Beautiful. Because over here, tucked away, it's away from the Torah centers. But if it's here, this is by all the Torah centers. It's just a day or two away from Ksiv and Lav Lavo, but it's close to the Torah centers. That's what the Gemara was asking. So the Kasha is beautiful now. Everyone got that? It's a beautiful pshat, no? Avi, you got it? Let me say it again, I'll say it again. Do you understand the Kasha? The Rishash's Kasha was, the Gemara's Kasha was, Akko is the northernmost point. Gemara says Ksiv and Lav Lavo is. According to the Re, the theory is what's far away from the Torah centers. It wasn't that it was the northernmost point geographical, like we said to Mark. What's the Gemara's answer? What's Rishash's answer, rather? Rishash's answer is, no, that if you hold like Rashi in the half a minute that Akko was in the northeast in the corner, that means it was very close to the Torah centers. So the Mishnah presented and purported that Akko was far away from the Torah centers. The Gemara quotes a Tosefta and says Akko is near the Torah centers. What's far away from the Torah centers is Ksiv and Lavlovo. Ksiv and Lavlovo are far away. But Akko is not. That's the Gemara's Kasha. And what's the Gemara's answer? What's the Gemara's answer? Gemara shifts and says, no, Akko is what? Akko is in the north what? Northwest. It is away from the Torah centers. Akko is. That's the Gemara's answer. Because it shifts from being in the northeast to the northwest, like we learned at the beginning of Shir. And if it's in the northwest, it's away from the Torah centers. And even the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko, to Yushalayim or Tel Aviv, you'll have to say Bafani Nechta, Bafani Nechta. That's the Chiddush, you want to say. So with the beginning of Shir, we answered up at the end of Shir, the Lysa. And it's all a few weeks, a Hashta, the Diyuk we said in Hashta is the Havamim. The Havamim. Oh. But you ask me afterwards, okay? Or tomorrow or tonight. You ask me afterwards, okay? Just want to close with just 2 points before we begin. Before we begin the next sugi tomorrow. And that is as follows, as introduction. The Gemara says that any get that's delivered from Chutz L'Aretz or Yisrael, you gotta say fun nechtav. What happens if the get is written in a boat? That's the next topic, okay, which we'll see tomorrow, B'Shem. But what I want to bring out is the following, close with this. Does it depend on where the get is written geographically? Or does it depend upon where the person is from? Are you a B'nai Eretz Yisrael Nick, or are you a B'nai Chutz L'Aretz Nick? What does it depend upon? What is the Koveya? Is it where it's geographically written, or is it depend where the guy is from, the husband? Oh, so I want you to get this Chiddush, okay? We'll close with this, okay? The Gemara, the next Gemara that we'll see, Rashi explains the get was written in the boat. The Gemara never tells us, though, where the people are from. At all. So it seems from here, and this is what I want you to get, Lamaisa, this is the Chiddush, is that since it does not say where the men is from, where the people are from, that were in the boat, are they from Eretz Yisrael, are they from Chutz L'Aretz? So the Chazon Ish wants to claim as follows. The boat was in Eretz Yisrael, the Edom that are signing are in Eretz Yisrael, and there's no concern of Chashash or Kiyum. Nevertheless, the river is considered to be Chutz L'Aretz, and you must be chayiv to say, because why? Shlo tachlok bibedinis hayam. What does shlo tachlok bibedinis hayam mean? There's a famous principle called, we learned on Daf Dalet of an Aleph called lo. What does this mean? Lo plug. We make a blanket rule. Any part of Chutz L'Aretz, you have to say b'fanei nechta. So I want to bring this out, because Anish says you can bring a slam dunk raya from our Gemara that to determine whether you say b'fanei nechta does not depend upon where the person is from. The woman could be from Eretz Yisrael. The Edom could be from Eretz Yisrael. Everything's fine and dandy. They know Lishma, they know Kiyum. I don't care. Al Pidin, we view the river as being Chutz L'Aretz. You must say b'fanei nechta. Because Michal, we say what? That the determining factor b'fanei nechta is not what? Not the people where they're from, but the place where the get was actually written. And that's what he wants to say, halacha l'maisa. So B'nai Eretz Yisrael, that write a get in Chutz L'Aretz, they must say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. That's the Chiddush l'maisa regarding that din. Okay, so we'll, because Anish wants to say regarding, we'll build that up tomorrow as we go vayt in the Gemara. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody have a good day. Let's stop in Mincha.